In 2 Chronicles 20, Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and declared the word of the Lord. One of the standout things he said, which rings in my ears today, was in verse 17 saying, my paraphrase here, you don't need to struggle and fight this fight. Position yourselves, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you. A minimum of 7 times the scripture tells us to be still. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. In Numbers 9, verse 8, Moses told the people to stand still and hear. At the request of Joshua, the Lord made even the sun and moon stand still. If the entire universe bows to the command of God to be still, how much more should we be willing to also sit still with Him and hear His wisdom? Taking wisdom from 2 Chronicles 20 and from Psalm 46, I gather we should put ourselves in position to hear the Lord and reduce our speed, stop multitasking, lower the ambient roaring noise of our lives, that is to say, be still, and then listen for God to speak. It will come like a whisper, soft like a mist appearing and moving across the water. I'm not saying to cease life's activities, but I am saying to cease striving. When Jesus faced major decisions, his standard was to disengage from the crowds around him and to devote time to solitude and prayer. John 6:15. He departed again to the mountain by himself, alone. Luke 9:18 reveals Jesus was alone praying. Notably, the overall outcome of Jesus' habit of being alone and still before the Lord was that he greatly increased his likelihood of hearing from his Father. The big idea is the all-encompassing importance of hearing God. Before selecting his 12 disciples, Jesus went off alone and spent an entire night in prayer, according to Luke 6, verse 12. He needed to hear from his Father about who he planned to select, and he knew the best way to do that was to get quiet before the Lord to better hear his wisdom. Later, when Jesus was preparing to endure the agony of the cross, he withdrew to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he and the 12 disciples had often prayed. Other than his friends praying at a distance, he prayed alone. His devotion to hearing from God motivated him to take purposeful, intentional action in order to create space where God's whispers could be heard. The Lord doesn't have to be loud for us to hear. Maybe our difficulty is not that he speaks so softly, but more our ears are dull. Probably one of the utmost quiet times in my life has been sitting in the woods in the snow during hunting season. The falling snow acts like a big damper on any noise which can be distracting. Sitting in the woods in the falling snow is so quiet. You can hear the molecules in your ears. It was the positioning of myself that was so powerful. The effect upon my heart and mind lasted long after I went home. When we whisper, I call it a science of the subtle, which to me is a very interesting study on the subtleties of God's voice and how it moves through our spirit. Haven't you noticed how when someone whispers to you, the intimacy of the moment is greatly elevated and some sort of extra effort to hear and understand kicks in? Words that soak into our ears often are whispered, not yelled. We learn to hear the Lord from experience, and a lot of that wisdom comes from having ignored Him. Similarly, good judgment comes from experience, and a lot of good judgment comes from the experience of bad judgment. The word of the Lord is often buried in the science of the subtle. Can you hear him?